This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us. Our number is 877-726-8255. In case you're wondering, our theme is Intelligent Medicine. That's the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We're putting those together for you each weekend, and it's about nutrition, it's about lifestyle, it's about high-tech medicine, and ingenious strategies for keeping you well and reversing whatever medical problem you have. 877-726-TALK is our number. And you heard about the recall on blood pressure medications? It's a big deal because a lot of people out there are taking Cozar and Hyzaar. These are popular medications. And the generic name is Losartan or Losartan hydrochlorothiazide. And we now have reached the point where roughly half of adults suffer from hypertension. These are among the most popular medications around there, what are called ARBs, angiotensin receptor blockers. And they're not bad medications. I mean, they come with a host of side effects. Recently had a guy with an unusual side effect with Cozar, had him in the office, and he said, on a variation of the theme, it only hurts when I laugh, he said that when he takes Cozar and he laughs uproariously, his daughter told him a joke and he cracked up, he passes out. And it turns out that that's one of the bizarre, rare, but known side effects of angiotensin receptor blockers. Well, there's another problem with these medications because it's now been found that they contain impurities. One is called N-methylnitrosobutyric acid, or NMBA, and there have been previous recalls of blood pressure medications that have cited culprits, including NDEA, and while NMBA doesn't pose as much of a risk as NDEA, they sound like government agencies, but actually these are toxic chemicals, there's a concern. There's a concern because these are carcinogenic. NMBA is considered a carcinogen to humans. And not all of the batches of Losartan or Cozar or Hyzaar are implicated, but there's a lot of lots. There's lots of lots. Now, a lot means a whole production line, and these can be traced because they have numbers, they have signatures, and your pharmacist can tell you if the medication that you've been issued is part of the recall. So if you've got those medications sitting on the shelf, check in with your pharmacist or doctor. Probably doctors don't know as much as pharmacists when it comes to recalls. 87 lots from one company, 114 lots from another are being recalled. And that's a lot of medication. Part of the problem is that, you know, it turns out a lot of our medication comes from China. And there's some concern that Chinese production standards are a little less rigorous, shall we say? I mean, many, many scandals have occurred in China when it comes to medication contaminants, medication adulteration. That's a big problem. So if you want a more natural strategy to keep your blood pressure lower. No, this is not a lead-in to a commercial for chiolic aged garlic extract, although it is good. Some studies have said that it can lower blood pressure. A nap a day keeps high blood pressure at bay, according to a recent study. Now, this is interesting because a lot of the time, they've been telling us, don't nap. Don't nap, because if you nap, it's going to destroy the quality of your nighttime sleep. And a lot of people, when they get older and they don't have to go to work and they have an unstructured day and they're sitting around and they just fall asleep because, you know, how much newspaper can you read? You know, how much can you sit around and watch cable news? You just fall out in the middle of the day. And then these self-same people complain bitterly that they can't sleep at night. This is really a feature of aging, is you're more tired during the day and you don't sleep as well at night. So napping can be destructive to nighttime sleep. And I tell a lot of people with sleep problems, don't nap. Whatever you do, you know, just go rearrange the socks in your sock drawer. Do something. Get up. Take a walk. Walk the dog. Get involved in some kind of activity that's mentally and physically stimulating so you don't fall asleep. And then you'll be tired at night and you'll sleep better. Well, according to this study, American College of Cardiology, they're meeting this week down in, Florida. They found that people who took advantage of a midday snooze were more likely to have a noticeable drop in blood pressure compared with those who didn't nap. So how much of a drop in your blood pressure can you achieve through a nap? Down by 3 to 5 millimeters of mercury. 3 to 5 points. And most medication usually lowers blood pressure by only 5 to 7 points. So it's comparable to a low dose of medication. And that may be just all it takes to get your blood pressure in the normal range. It turns out that a drop in blood pressure as small as 2 points can reduce the risk of cardiovascular events by up to 10%. So napping appears to be a viable strategy for some folks to achieve a better blood pressure. But, you know, here's a caveat. Results may vary. And for some people, a strategy of deliberate napping may mess up their sleep. And ultimately, a good night's sleep is a really good way of staying healthy and preventing cardiovascular risk. So if it works for you, great. You know, kudos to all the people in Latin countries, south of the border, where siestas are still part of the culture. It seems to work. It gets you out of the midday sun. But apply this strategy cautiously if you have high blood pressure. 877-726-8255 is our number. And speaking of harmful adulterants in medication, this headline: inactive ingredients in pills and capsules may cause allergic adverse reactions. Now, the purpose of taking a medication is to make you healthier and to fend off disease. So why, oh why, when they put a supposedly helpful medication that targets a certain medical condition into a capsule, why do they have to put it in with all sorts of other ingredients that could actually cause problems? It turns out, the authors report that 92.8% of the medications they analyzed contained at least one of 38 inactive ingredients that have been described in the literature to cause allergic symptoms after oral exposure. So, for example, 45% of medications contained lactose. So what percentage of the population is lactose intolerant? Probably, you know, more than half, especially older people. Approximately 33% of medications contained a food dye. Do we really need a potentially harmful synthetic food dye to make the medication look pretty? You know, it's bright red or it's blue, you know, your Viagra or whatever. appealing color, but potential allergen or something that could affect you adversely. A very small percentage of medications contain peanut oil. And peanut oil is very, very, very strong allergen for some people. But certain drugs, such as progesterone, contain the vehicle is peanut oil. So for people with life-threatening allergies to peanut, that could be a serious problem, because infinitesimal amounts of that stuff can set people off into anaphylactic shock. So, yeah, over in They looked at 42,000 oral medications. They contained more than 354,000 inactive ingredients. And some of these ingredients, I mean, just doesn't make sense. And here's one that really doesn't make sense, is gluten. And many medications, they put a little, basically put some, the active ingredient is too small, really, for the pill. So they add filler, and some of that filler is wheat flour, gluten. So you can actually ask your pharmacist, or you can look it up on the internet. If your medication, if you're on a gluten-free diet, you're fooling yourself if you're taking medications that contain gluten, because that's going to expose you to, you know, maybe below the threshold at which you're going to react. But for people with celiac disease, serious problems can ensue, even from relatively small amounts of gluten. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Call us.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you're on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins that can actually slow your metabolism and cause your weight to plateau. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol. It's a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. For a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. One of the most important indicators of good health is your body composition, the proportion of fat and fat-free mass in your body. Having a healthy body composition promotes healthy blood pressure, heart health, and a healthy glucose metabolism. Our friends at Protocol for Life Balance have a trio of products designed to deliver effective body comp support with a variety of vital natural compounds that support appetite management, energy, healthy adrenal response, and more. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. A couple of items on sports performance, because, you know, it's an important issue for many of our listeners. They're trying to amp up their ability to lift weights or to run or cycle or swim. You know, I was looking for that performance edge. This headline out of St. Louis University: Mediterranean diet boosts endurance exercise within days, study finds. Okay. Study published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. Investigators found that participants who ran a 5K, and this is relevant to me because that's an event that's attainable for me. 10K, you know, I can do it, but, you know, it's injurious if I, you know, run that distance too often. But a 5K, that's a nice, comfortable distance. That's about 3 miles and change. It's doable. It's attainable for the average mortal, especially if you're a little older. You know, aim for doing a 5K. But if you eat a Mediterranean diet as opposed to a standard Western diet, you will run 6% faster. And that could be a significant performance edge. That could be, you know, maybe a half a minute off your time or more, depending on how fast you run. Mediterranean diet, including whole fruits and vegetables, nuts, olive oil, and whole grains. The standard American diet, of course, is replete with fried processed foods, bad quality meats, French fries, you name it. So the study looked at individuals who, after just 4 days on the Mediterranean diet, were able to run 6% faster. So that's encouraging results. Small study, but encouraging. How drinking a protein shake before bed could you give you bigger muscles? It turns out that may really be true. Scientists looked at late-night intake of casein protein formulas, but the catch is it's got to be following a weightlifting session in the gym. So you can't just, you know, do nothing and just take a protein formula and muscles are going to start bulging like Arnold Schwarzenegger. The study looked at 44 healthy young men on a 12-week weightlifting program, and half were given a nightly pre-sleep protein shake with about 30 grams of casein and some carbs. It wasn't no carb. They weren't on a ketogenic diet. The other half got an energy-free drink, just something like a placebo. Of course, both groups ended the trial even to squat heavier weights and with bigger quad muscles. But the protein group gained significantly more strength and size. So the key to muscle repair and strength is to replete protein at night after a weight lifting resistance training session. And because you need a little more protein. Can't skimp on protein when you're doing heavy weightlifting. Again, this applies to younger, athletic men who are really pumping iron. If you're going to just walk around the block and, you know, walk your dog or something or take a mail to the mailbox, you don't need a protein shake. 877-726-8255. And here's something also that can boost your energy, and it's something we've been talking about a long time here on Intelligent Medicine. It's Propax with NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the mitochondria. Those are the energy powerhouses of the cells. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. We recommend it to athletes. And you've heard me talk for a long time about Propax with NT Factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So Healthy Aging was born. It's a product that's a perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it comes now with a 45-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking this product for, literally decades, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And when we return, 877-726-8255, if you want to weigh in with a question, we'll talk about the health benefits of green tea. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine. Our website, drhoffman.com. For more information, subscribe to our newsletter. We got podcasts there all through the week. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf.
That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and on a daily basis, I take EGCG extracts, and for good reason, according to some stories that are passed along to us via a very, very reliable source, Dr. David Perlmutter. I heartily recommend that you subscribe to his blog newsletter because he shares vital information with us every week. And a couple of weeks ago, he shared this story: green tea offsets worsening human diet. Well, unfortunately, the sad standard American diet is replete with all kinds of bad ingredients. And this week they tell us that eating eggs is bad for you. But according to a large Japanese study involving over 40,000 adults completed over 11 years, those individuals who drank 5 cups of green tea or more each day saw their risk of death reduced by 23% for women and 12% for men. And so they also did, and this is a study in experimental animals, in mice, and they found that in mice who were fed a high-fat, high-fructose diet, I mean, that's double trouble. Fat plus fructose equals high triglycerides, and you're off to the races towards obesity, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, even cancer. And certainly brain disorders, very much associated with overweight and the harmful effects of diet. They found that EGCG had a dramatic ability to reduce insulin resistance, as well as cognitive changes that were otherwise seen in these laboratory animals on this very poor diet. They were actually designed to have an accelerated risk of cognitive decline. They found that the group receiving EGCG, there was an increase in the action of something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's like Miracle Grow for your brain cells. And the more BDNF you have, the more it promotes growth of new brain cells. And according to the research, green tea was an active promoter of BDNF. So this study, of course, a caution. Researchers emphasized the study was in mice. If you're a mouse, you're in luck these days because we're curing all kinds of diseases in mice. We're, you know, getting paralyzed mice to walk again. Mice with Parkinson's disease are recovering. Mice with Alzheimer's disease are responding to EGCG. And the question is, to what extent is that going to translate to humans? Because mice are very different than humans. You know, if you take a mouse and you starve it for 2 days, get this, they'll lose 20% of their body weight. I mean, that's a very, very different metabolism than humans have. And they live for, what, 2, 3, 4 years at most? So everything's kind of changed and accelerated in mice. And maybe because of that, mice respond more quickly to certain interventions, which may make less of a difference or no difference in humans. But the amount of EGCG, you may say, well, how much do they have to take? The dosage was 30 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. That's equivalent to about 10 cups of green tea a day. Now, that's a lot of drinking. You'd have to guzzle green tea all day long to get that much green tea. But take EGC concentrate in capsules. That's the equivalent of each pill may be the equivalent of 5 to 7 cups of tea per day in terms of delivering EGCG content. And also, in a different study, green tea cut obesity and inflammatory biomarkers linked with poor health, again in mice. The study showed that mice who were fed a high-fat diet supplemented with green tea had less leaky gut, less inflammation, and also the composition of their gut microbes was better. So this series of studies suggests that EGCG is the real deal, and of course we need to confirm that to a greater extent in humans. The evidence from humans comes less from experimental studies where they feed humans EGCG concentrate capsules than from epidemiological studies, which show that people who guzzle a lot of green tea have less cancer, cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, and cognitive decline. Those are studies that yet need to be confirmed with more studies that are more readily doable in mice. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you're suffering from stiff, achy joints, I've got a special offer for you Intelligent Medicine listeners, because folks at Purity Products want you to try their legendary Ultimate HA7 joint formula for just $9. Now, usually retails for much more, but they want you to try it because HA is all the rage these days. It stands for hyaluronic acid. It's a joint booster. It helps to support collagen to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, as an additional benefit, HA is present everywhere in the body, and it hydrates your skin. And studies suggest that it may have an anti-wrinkle effect. So you actually have evaluated this. So if you take just a few capsules a day, you can deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, connective tissues, and skin. And here's the offer. Call 800-983-1154 to get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9. And you also get free shipping. So call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. The number is 800-983-1154. Call now, 800-983-1154, for the Ultimate HA7 Joint Formula. All right. This item has to do with something that, unfortunately, it's really starting to happen. And that's censorship of health information. And, you know, there's really a lot of crappy health information out there. And, you know, social media has really been a boon, but also a bane, because it doesn't take much to put up a post to get people inflamed. Some of the posts can come from Macedonian content farms. They're trying to influence our politics and get our passions inflamed for some insidious reason. On the health front, a lot of the so-called responsible journalists broadcast stupid stories like eggs are now bad for you. But also there's fringy stuff on the health front really kind of discredits the field of natural medicine. Nonetheless, you know, where do we draw the line? Should we begin to censor stuff? Yeah, they're beginning to censor political stuff. They don't want violent content. They don't want extremist content. And there's a double standard, because it's very subjective. You know, how do you screen bad stuff from both sides of a political argument without appearing biased? This is a trend that alarms me, because Pinterest has now banned content that questions the value of vaccines. And I think that this is a dialogue that needs to continue, because by no means am I an anti-vaxxer. I consider vaccines a real benefit to mankind. But it's not settled science that all vaccines are efficacious and harmless. And yeah, I know that any discussion of this sows doubt in the public. And then we get potential disasters where people don't vaccinate and epidemics recur. But this concerns me. Headline, Amazon removes books promoting autism cures and vaccine misinformation. This is just the beginning, folks. You know, where do you draw the line? Amazon confirmed Tuesday that the books Healing the Symptoms Known as Autism and Fight Autism and Win are no longer available. but declined to answer specific questions about why it had removed them or whether they were part of a larger cleanup effort, citing a policy of not commenting on individual accounts. So this is censorship, and these books probably are pretty crappy. I mean, just the lurid title, Fight Autism and Win, Healing the Symptoms Known as Autism, as if autism didn't really exist and it's a, you know, made-up disease by the medical establishment. I mean, I have concerns about the sketchy content and, you know, other things that suggest that cancer is, you know, it's just simply a matter of it's caused by a parasite. And if you eradicate the parasite, your cancer is going to go away. It gets people to pursue wacky cancer cure. Yeah, and there's a lot of wacky stuff out there. But where do you draw the line? Because now legitimate content, which looks at some of the evidence that certain vaccines have harmful contents, may have harmful effects, they're being deep-sixed by this censorship effort. And it is a big concern. So, you know, we got to be vigilant when it comes to our social media. And both in the realms of politics and in the realm of health, we need access to information. And let us be the arbiters of what's truthful and what's bogus, you know, as we do in this program. Because we call it as we see it. If there's an article on the conventional medicine side that says that no way, no how, is there any problem with a very low-fat diet, low-fat diet is the way to go, we'll call it out. By the same token, if there's an article that says that you can cure autism with snake venom, yeah, we're going to call it out too, because it's eccentric, it's wrong, it's harmful, it gives people false hope, and it's a disservice to the public. But do we want uninformed folks at places like Twitter and Amazon and Google and Facebook as being the nutrition police for us, so-called calling out unscientific claims that they don't know much about? They certainly shouldn't be the arbiters of what we see. 877-726-8255 is our number, should you care to call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A wrap-up of some of the most important health stories of the week to complete our program today. Intravenous vitamin C in pancreatic cancer. Recently, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and he gave a very moving statement on his program about his health status. And far be it from me to invoke his health misfortunes in an effort to boost or promote a type of therapy. But the fact remains that this seldom invoked type of treatment can actually boost the efficacy of pancreatic cancer treatment. The conventional treatment is with chemotherapy, usually the chemo agent gemcitabine, or Gemzar. And a study published in Cancer Research at the end of last year shows that IV vitamin C not only did not interfere with cancer treatment. You often hear this from your oncologist. If you're getting chemotherapy or radiation, they say, well, don't take any supplements because the supplements, they may protect the cancer cell. They may feed the cancer. We don't know what they do. Just stop taking your supplements. And then you can start taking your supplements after the chemo or the radiation. But don't, I get this all the time. And it scares patients off of supplements, and especially when it comes from a place that's authoritative like Memorial Sloan Kettering. They're often the worst when it comes to telling people to stay off of supplements. Other oncologists are more tolerant of that. They study the issue, or they just realize that by telling patients not to take supplements, they'll simply alienate them. So they tell them to stay off of stuff that obviously could get in the way, but they mostly let patients take certain supplements. But intravenous vitamin C, that's a lot of vitamin C. And by mouth, you might take a gram of vitamin C once, twice, three times daily. Linus Pauling advocated for taking 10, 15, 20 grams of vitamin C daily, but that's going to give you some gastrointestinal upset. And some people even develop ulcers when they take that much vitamin C because ascorbic acid, it's an acid. It's irritating on the stomach lining. So intravenous vitamin C, when you give it, you can give 25,000 milligrams, 50,000, 75,000, 100,000 or more intravenously, and that really floods the body with vitamin C. And so what were the effects in pancreatic cancer? It was in this study, they gave patients progressively higher amounts of vitamin C, up to 100,000 milligrams of vitamin C at or near the time of the chemo. So right at the, they're already plugged in for the chemo. And what they found was that number one, the vitamin C didn't interfere with the cancer treatment. The patients didn't fare worse. They fared better, and their survival was prolonged when they took IV vitamin C in doses of 50 to 100 grams. Two participants, this is interesting, out of 14 became eligible for surgery. I mean, often cancer is spread, so there's no point in surgery. But two participants out of 14 became eligible for surgery. They got a resection, which means, often a big surgery to take out parts of the pancreas and neighboring organs or lymph nodes. And at 44 months and 35 months post-diagnosis, they were without evidence of recurrence. So that's actually pretty remarkable for advanced pancreatic cancer. So the conclusion of this trial is that vitamin C really ought to be considered. It's a cheap, easily available adjunct to chemotherapy, and it works in many cancers. And again, I'm going to emphasize, this is not the answer to cancer. This is not monotherapy. This is not the magic bullet. If you can't have cancer, don't eschew all manner of conventional treatment and just get intravenous vitamin C. But as an adjunct to other forms of therapy, it can be quite helpful. That's been my experience with it. All right. More and more kids are becoming obese. They're becoming diabetic. What's going on? They did a study at University College in London, 20,000 families. And yeah, of course, it's about bad diet and less exercise. But what was the common denominator in terms of kids' obesity? They found a very high correlation with working moms. I mean, this is a really change in women's roles. And again, I'm going to sound anti-feminist, but being at home, if you're a mom, has some value for the kids. You don't have to feel guilty that you're not contributing to society, you're not contributing to the family's income. You're doing something very important because in this article here, The shocking findings also claim that working moms are to blame, at least in part, for Britain's childhood obesity epidemic. And, you know, again, that emphasizes the importance of the home environment and the role of mothers in shaping their kids' health destinies. It's very important. Or, alternatively, working dads or dads who are stay-at-home dads. They could probably also fulfill the same role. Let's not be sexist about it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can find more content at drhoffman.com. Want to become a more intelligent listener? You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcast through the usual podcast outlets, and you'll get all kinds of great content throughout the week. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.